Continuing in the halachos of Shmiras Halashon, so I came across this amazing idea from Rav David Soloveitchik Zatzal. He points out that at the end of Shmona Esrei, so we have our personal bakasha. It comes from the Gemara at the end of the second parak of Maseches Brachos. And this is where we switch from speaking in the plural to speaking in the singular of Elokain Itzor L'Shonei Miraos V'Saim Adam Rimirma. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should protect our tongues from speaking evil and our lips from speaking deceitfully, mirmas, deceitfully. So the Rav David Soloveitchik asks a pretty basic question, which is that there are 365 los ases, negative commandments in the Torah. That of all the negative commandments, I understand we've spoken about many times, how Lashon Hara is perhaps the worst of all those commandments, at least according to the Rambam, where he says, "V'lashon hara k'neged kulam," when putting in the context of the gimel averus hachamurus, the three most terrible averus one can commit of murder, idolatry, and promiscuity of gilir ashri, chesam, and avodah zarah, and the Rambam says that lashon hara is worse than all of them. So, okay, I understand lashon hara is very, very bad, but why didn't we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to help protect us from committing any of the negative commandments of any of the lavin? Oh, yeah, so keeping Shabbos and Kashrus and so many other things. Why specifically Lashon Hara? So Rav David Soloveitchik pointed out like this. He said, by every single lo sase, by every single negative commandment, you either committed it or you did not. It's facts on the ground. You did it or you didn't do it. Either I kept Shabbos, I didn't. Either I ate the cheeseburger, I didn't eat the cheeseburger. But when it comes to Lashon Hara, there's also the second party involved, which is how it is perceived. Where I could have had wonderful intentions. I could have, been intending to give this person a compliment. And little did I realize that in fact, this actually ended up either putting the person down, it was interpreted in the wrong way, it was perceived in the wrong way, that Lashon Hara is also dependent on the way it is received and perceived. And therefore it says, said Rav David Soloveitchik, that's why we specifically ask our Kodesh Baruch Hu to help us with the way that we speak. We know that the Gemara says that kol bidei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim, that really the way that I conduct myself in the realms of doing, in fulfilling Torah mitzvos, in protecting myself from committing transgressions in the Torah, that is completely dependent on me. Even to be asking our Kodesh Baruch Hu to protect us from committing sin is oxymoronic in and of itself. But when it comes to Lashon Hara, It's also beyond me that I need to constantly be working on myself to make sure that not only am I speaking, everything is askahalt and everything's good, but even that I get myself to the point that the way I'm speaking is even perceived, and it can only be perceived in one way, and that is a way that the way it was intended, which was hopefully intended for good, right?